Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, how's everybody doing? Today, I am continuing the series of Wake Up the Church, and this is part 4. Now, in the last series of Wake Up the Church, the message was, I'ma go for it. And in that message, we found out, when the Lord our God says go, that we must adhere to his word, go for it, and watch Jesus turn the water into wine, because faith without works is dead. We must take action and go for it. Amen. The foundation scripture for this message is found over in Ephesians 6, 10 through 17. And it reads, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, that is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. The title for this message is Pick Up Your Sword. That's right. Pick up your sword. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I just thank you for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, I ask that you bless the people of God. Listen to the sound of my voice. I ask that this word will change their hearts and that you will do miracles in our lives as we pick up your word, Father, and we read your word. Because you said in the word to study the word, to show ourselves approved unto God, that a workman, that is a workman that we need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask that we continue to churn your word, that we continue to pick up that word and hear your voice clearly. Jesus, I thank you for being the word. I thank you for breathing the word in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies, in our soul, and making the word come alive in us. Holy Spirit, I ask that you give us revelation of the word of God as we pick it up, and that you push it into our hearts, that it feeds our souls, and that you water the word of God that's sown in our hearts from every man and woman of God. I ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Pick up your sword. You know, a person came to me the other day for prayer and they just wanted more faith. They wanted to increase in faith. Now, you know, I prayed for the person and I know that God has given us a measure of faith. To every man and woman, he's given a measure of faith. So we have to work that faith seed out. So as I'm laying down at night after that prayer, it's still on my mind. And Holy Spirit reminds me about faith, how faith comes. And it says in the word of God that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But then it goes on to say, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach unless he's been sent by God? So in order to work out faith, we must pick up the word of God, read the word of God, and take action on what the Lord tells us to do. So let us keep on going further. Let's wake up. Pick up our sword. Pick up your sword. So let's look at David, how he picked up his sword before going into the desert place. Let's go over to 1 Samuel 21 and let us start at verse 1. And it reads, then came David to Nob, to Ahimelech the priest. And Ahimelech was afraid at the meeting of David and said unto him, why art thou alone and no man with thee? And David said to Ahimelech the priest, the king hath commanded me a business, and he hath said unto me, let no man know anything of the business whereabout I send thee and what I have commanded thee, and have appointed my servants to such and such a place. Now therefore, what is under thy hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread in my hand, and what there is present. Now let me give you a background story. This is David. He's going over into the wilderness. He's going over into the desert. He is on the run from Saul. So he made up this lie pretty much. He lied to Ahimelech just to get some items before he entered into his desert place. Let's keep on reading. Verse 4. And the priest answered David and said, there There is no common bread under mine hand, but there is hollow bread if the young men have kept themselves at least from women. And David answered the priest and said unto him, of a truth, women have been kept from us about these 3 days since I came out, and the vessels of the young men are holy, and the bread is in a manner common, yea, though it were sanctified this day in this vessel. So the priest gave him hollow bread, for there was no bread there but the showbread. So remember, David is preparing for the wilderness. He's preparing for a dry place, but he needs to get fed. When you pick up the word of God, it is the bread of life that's going to feed you and prepare you for the dry place. So the priest gave him hollow bread, for there was no bread there but the showbread that was taken from before the Lord to put hot bread in the day when it was taken away. Now let us skip down to 1 Samuel 21:8, and it reads, and David said unto Ahimelech, and is there not under thine hand spear or sword? For I have neither brought my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business required haste. So now he's getting his weapons. So he already got the bread to sustain him for his journey, but now he needs his weapon. He needs his sword. And in verse 9, and the priest said, the sword of Goliath the Philistine, whom thou slewest in the valley of Elah, behold, it is here wrapped in cloth behind the ephod. If thou wilt take that, take it, for there is no other save that here. And David said, there is none like that. Give it me. Amen. Somebody say, pick up your sword. So you see, David is a fugitive on the run from King Saul. David leaves his country with nothing except the clothes on his back. Now, David wasn't naked because nakedness brings guilt and shame. But we know God covers nakedness. And David was a man after God's own heart. So he was already covered. David lied to get the showbread and the sword, which is the Bible. Like over in Ephesians, it said the sword, which is the word of God. David knew that the word of God would protect him in that dry place. This tells us, just like David did, we need to pick up our sword along the way. We need the word of God to protect us in all occasions of our life. It gives us breath. So this tells us that protection and direction is in the word of God. Pick up your sword. Now, when you pick up your sword, the word of God, it always gives you the answer. It tells you what to do, where to go, and when to do it. Now, I'm always reading Proverbs in Psalms every day just to see what Holy Spirit gives me, just to see the different revelation that he gives. Now, what stood out to me as I picked up my sword, as I picked up the word of God, was to be wise and to stay put. Now, this was on the 27th. Now, you know, people can try to get you to move out of position that the Lord has you in, and they have all good intentions. Just like Peter had good intentions to try to get Jesus off of his faith walk, but Jesus said, Satan, get thee behind me. People have good intentions. However, those are not God intentions. This is why it is so, so vital to have a relationship with God, to know his voice, to follow his commands by faith. Proverbs 27:8 says, as a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. Look, don't wander or wander. Have clear directions from the Lord on where to go. Until then, stay put. Pick up your sword. Proverbs 27:12 says, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Good God. Be wise. Know that if God didn't send you to a certain place, the grace is not there for it. Just toil is waiting to stress you out. So stay put. We're going to wake up the church today, y'all. Now, Psalms 27:8 says, when thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I see. Obey the Lord and continue to seek his face while waiting. We must fellowship with the Lord our God and build that relationship as we stay put. Amen. Let's look at another one. Psalms 27:14 says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Folks, we have to stay put until God releases us. Now, know that this does not mean we are being slothful. We're not being slothful in those wilderness and desert moments. Just like David wasn't slothful, he took his sword with him and he inquired of the Lord each and every day. So we're not being slothful. Not at all. We are still working out our faith where he has planted us. He is trying to get something in our hearts, working out our strength. He's strengthening us inside of the wilderness so we'll be ready for what he called us to overtake. Amen. So be not moved by what people say, what people do, all the distractions that are around us. Because if we go before God says go, it can actually destroy us. Now that's what happened to the young prophet from Judah in 1 Kings in 13. The older prophet lied to him and it cost him his life. You can read it when you get home. But we know that God is faithful even in our mess up. So even if we veer off course, the Holy Spirit, he will guide us to all truth. He'll put us back into the will of God. We just can't resist. Pick up your sword. So we must pick up our sword because God will speak to us. We can't go ahead of God. We'll know his voice and we'll trust the process and allow him to usher us into his goodness. So folks, let's pick up our sword. Pick up your sword. Listen to the voice of God so he can direct our paths and continue to protect us along the way. Pick up your sword. I hope this helped you. I hope this blesses you. Be blessed. Amen. Hey, this is Pastor Michael Bailey. Thanks for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Now, if the Leaders of Faith Show is helping you out, please be sure to share with your friends on social media. As well, if God has put in your heart to help our ministry grow, go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and sow a seed in faith. Once again, thank you for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Be blessed. Hey, if you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read his word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith Show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. Hey, get inspired. Be sure to order the book, Not Hopeless, by speaker, author, and pastor, Michael Bailey. Not Hopeless is a true story about hope, inspiration, encouragement, and God's love. Be sure to order the book, Not Hopeless, at nothopeless.net. That's nothopeless.net. Hey, tune in to the On Demand Inspired by Faith broadcast. It is a new wave of faith-based radio. Listen and get inspired as we are building your faith one show at a time. Tune in at inspiredbyfaithbroadcast.com. That's inspiredbyfaithbroadcast.com.